I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. You live in a rare slice of history simply because you don't have to think about your trash. But all your predecessors had to. Historically, people managed their own waste, either burying, burning, or piling it as they saw fit. As the first garbage pickup services emerged in the 1900s, trash went out of sight and out of mind. It was still burned, buried, or piled, and it was contaminating the air and water sources. Amidst the environmental awakening of the 1970s, Congress passed the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, or RCRA, which gave the newly formed Environmental Protection Agency the power to oversee waste from cradle to grave. The EPA established new minimum standards for landfills. Their design and construction must encapsulate the waste from the surrounding environment, not just while the landfill operated, but also decades after it had closed. Despite these pressures, the waste management sector blossomed into a multi-billion-dollar industry. Today's landfills represent some of humankind's most stunning engineering feats. But they are also the third largest source of human-caused methane emissions due to all the rotting food we chuck in the trash. Ordinary people can make history and influence the future by diverting their household food scraps from the trash to make compost instead. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.